Is cremation anti-scriptural? And actually, there was a reference in the question to King Asa appearing to have had both, because he was burnt, and then he was buried, and then they had a big fire. Whether he was actually part of the fire or not, I don't know. But that's in 2 Chronicles. He was a popular fellow. Actually, it was done in his honour, so he was actually was a popular fellow. But looking through from my own personal study into this, nowhere can I find in Scripture anything that says that cremation is wrong for a Christian. Burial was the Jewish way, especially because the cremation was very much a part of the other nations' religions, and so it was given all sorts of overtones. In the cremation, the spirit was let free along with all the smoke and all this sort of stuff. And so the Jews, I believe, because of that, went for burial much more and so on. But and that means that today, in many cultures, it might still be wrong for Christians to go for cremation because of the message it's giving to everybody else. And in that case, it is wrong. It's like, you know, it's not necessarily wrong, say, to have an alcoholic drink. But if you know you're with people who have a problem with that, you don't do it. And if you're in a culture which religion says is so, you know, cremation has symbolic and meaning and stuff, it might be best not to. But when you think of the logic of it regarding the resurrection, which is how many Christians say, well, how will God raise a bunch of ashes? Well, how will God raise sort of the atoms that have gone into the worms and the birds and that we've ended up eating again and all the rest of it? I mean, it's all a bit gory, but but we can, you know, there's not many of the people who've died whose bodies have remained perfectly preserved, ready for this sort of concept of a resurrection of the body. So I would say there is no scriptural reason to have a problem with the concept of cremation rather than burial. And in our culture, it's much cheaper as well, so you can give the money you save to the church. But that's just one extra way of looking at it.